Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a good one. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in about 9 minutes. Segment here is brought to you by Window Nation, and it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Zach with some quick puck action.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to former Stars head coach Rick Bowness on an outstanding career in the NHL. Finalist for Coach of the Year with the job he did with Winnipeg. Yeah. But he announced his retirement from coaching today after 38 seasons in the NHL, 17 playoff appearances, including trips to the finals as, of course, the Stars head coach in 2020. As an assistant with the Lightning in 2015 and an associate coach with the Vancouver Canucks in 2011. So, Bones, the last time the Stars made it to the Cup Final, they had to play the Colorado Avalanche. They did so in the second round. They won it with a Joel Kiviranta game winner in game seven in the bubble. And Bones was the coach. And it's kind of fitting that he goes ahead and retires, and we're acknowledging him, because every single time the Stars have made it to the Cup Final, they've had to go through their next opponent, the Colorado Avalanche. In five postseason meetings, Stars are 3-2 overall against the Avs. In the 98-99 season, of course, where they won the Cup, they beat them in that historic seven-game series in the conference final. 99 to 2000, they went to the Cup final. They lose to New Jersey. And then in that bubble Cup run, they're able to beat them in seven games. All three times they've defeated Colorado, it's gone to a seven-game series. Mm-hmm. I think this one will be the same. I think this goes to seven games. The Stars will get home ice in game seven. Pete DeBoer is looking for 9-0. In game sevens, which is unbelievable. And afterwards, he was acknowledging, I'm going to ride this thing until eventually, hey, maybe it ends up not working out my way. But he's making all the decisions.
Impossible.
Foxa going back to the fourth line. It ends up working out. Who gets the game winner? It's Roddick Foxa. But this just is so fitting. Two of the most fun teams in the NHL. You could look at Colorado, and you could say maybe they've got two of the best players, just statistically, on paper in the series. Cale Makar, who's incredible, Nathan MacKinnon. They've got a lot of firepower.
Feels like a conference finals matchup.
It does. Mm. It really, really does.
And here we are in round two.
This is going to be epic. I can't wait for it. I'm going to go Stars in seven. Hopefully we don't have any Debbie Downers in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do, I understand it, because Colorado is very, very good. When you look at this, division opponents, Stars and Avs met four times in the regular season. Colorado did win the series 3-1. And I did say during the regular season for me, the one matchup that I didn't like for the Stars was Colorado. But they've showcased their depth. They do have a goalie advantage. Now, Winnipeg thought they had a goalie advantage with Hallebuck in net. Mm. That didn't work out. This is going to be a much different series than what you just had against Vegas, where there was just did not seem to be a lot of open ice. It was very defensive. It was very physical. This is going to be high tempo, free-flowing, up and down the ice. And probably goals galore.
Yeah, that was what I'm wondering, because the Stars are giving up like less than 3 goals per game. And on the flip side, Colorado's scoring almost six goals per game.
Yeah.
So, like, what gives here? And so the defense here for the Stars that was just so impressive versus Vegas is going to be tested in a huge way.
Now, when you go back and look at this, Colorado won the first three meetings, two of which were blowouts. Dallas came away with arguably best win of the season. You look back at April 7th, 7-4, they get a win there. Now, the Stars face the Avs this season. Dallas's two road games were second night of back-to-backs. Second home game on January 4th was when Miro ends up colliding with Scott Wedgwood. He gets injured in the third period. So now the Stars are shorthanded. So if you just go back and look at those, I mean, you can make some excuses for why the Stars ended up losing those games. I don't think it really bears out how evenly matched this is going to be. But the Avs, you know, now you could have the debate. Rest versus rust.
Yeah.
I mean, they took care of Winnipeg pretty handily.
They sure did.
They led the NHL postseason with a whopping, you mentioned, 5.6 goals per game, Eric. And they did it against maybe the guy who's going to win the Vezina this year in Hallebuck there with Edmonton. They're led by Nathan MacKinnon. He finished second in the Art Ross Trophy race last year. He's already got 9 postseason points, 2 goals, 7 assists in just 5 games. They've got Mikko Rantanen, who's incredible. I mentioned Cale Makar. The one guy Stars fans, and maybe you still have an affinity for him, I don't. Anytime Val Nichushkin touches the puck.
You're booing?
I'm booing the hell out of him.
Okay.
You can go bleep yourself, Val Nichushkin. This dude had such high expectations for the Dallas Stars. Big dude, could skate really well. I thought he was going to be awesome. He's like, no, I'm going to go back to Russia. He didn't want to be here. He goes to Colorado. Now he's one of the better players in the NHL. So I'm booing the hell out of Val Nichushkin. But I got to say, shout out to the crowds, the American Airlines Center.
Dude, my wife.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in the living room. My wife throughout the game is texting me like every 10 minutes or so, like, please turn it down some more. And I'm like doing it like one or two at a time. Please turn it down some more. And then she walked out. She physically got out of the bed and walked into the living room and at like the 10-minute mark in the third period. And I believe that place was on fire.
Insane. I mean, everyone was standing on their feet. It was a ruckus crowd. And you got to be there for game 6 with the Mavs game, Brian.
I did.
But all of them have been awesome. Like, the Mavs home crowds have been incredible.
Yes.
The Stars home ice has been certainly an advantage. They were feeding from it last night against Vegas. Everybody that's gone out there to represent DFW Sports, I love you. Thank you. Keep bringing that energy because they're going to need it against Oklahoma City and Colorado.
Yeah, you know, it's big, and I think it's just gotten better and better over the years. You know, I think for part of it, it's you know, the playoffs is huge. But inside that building, it is definitely a massive hockey town.
Yeah.
And those Mavs fans have made it a point of pride to be absolutely lit and try to give their team an advantage. And I think at times we as North Texas sports fans get a reputation for being a little docile. That's accurate. But when the games mean something, we're just as good as anybody else.
Mm. And I love this 6-8-2 because this is going to bring back memories. Like Colorado-Dallas. I mean, growing up as a young hockey fan on the Stars Cup run there in 99 and 2000, like, these were absolute wars. 6-8-2, I remember back in the day, Peter Forsberg.
Oh, yeah.
Did not stand that guy. Didn't understand how good he was.
Ray Bourque.
Took him down. Yeah, Joe Sakic.
Yeah.
Adam Foote.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some, Hall of Famers in those series. Now,
Patrick Waugh.
It was a sack
Patrick
and a Waugh, foot.
Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm. Eddie Belfour, Eddie the Eagle. Mm-hmm. Now, we've
it's
got
like taking down the Kobe and Shaq Lakers.
Yeah, it was.
Historic.
I mean, those teams were just amazing. All the lineups were so deep, just much like these are. Now, there's a lot of crossover. Matt Duchene started his career with Colorado. Of course, he's now with the Dallas Stars. I mentioned Joel Kiviranta, who mm-hmm. won the series the last time these two played in the bubble. He is now a member of the Colorado Avalanche.
Yes.
Valerie Nichushkin, you can go bleep yourself. And then Andrew Cogliano, who was part of that FCC line that I brought up earlier. Cogliano is a member of Colorado, and he's a guy that just does all the dirty work for you. Just a gritty type of player. But he was in Dallas for 3 seasons. So these teams know each other well, very familiar. You got to hope you get the goalie advantage with Otter. You're going to need him to be very, very big in this series. Only play 5 defensemen unless Yanni Hakanpaa can come back. I don't want to see Niles Lundqvist on the ice. If he is, you can bet something bad's going to happen.
Mm.
It's a terrible, terrible first-round trade.
Ooh.
That's one Jim Neal's got to live with. He's made so many great other additions.
Yeah.
This one's not aging well. The Rangers, honestly, if you want to take him back, you can go ahead and have him back. I don't want Niles Lundqvist anywhere near this series. But otherwise, I love the depth that the Stars are showing, and I think that's going to show up in this one as well. Colorado is deep as well, and they might have, as I mentioned, top-heavy. You can maybe say that they're a little bit better. I can see a lot of people taking Colorado. I'm going Stars in 7. I don't know what you guys think.
That many games?
Yeah, I think this is going seven.
I think it's going
seven. I just think history
as well.
Dictates it.
Yeah.
Right? Colorado, Dallas in the postseason, it's going seven.
And I don't know if since this one just went seven, they got the break. Like, you want to get this series over with as quickly as you possibly can. The longer it goes, I mean, to some extent, it's advantageous because, you know, DeBoer in game seven, he himself is going to be standing on his head. But the physicality of the series that they were just in, how exhausting it was, it going seven is a little bit scary. You'd love to see them get it done or sooner than that, but I would guess it goes seven as well.
About 3 weeks ago, in anticipation of this run, I said the Stars will sweep the Avalanche when they face them in the playoffs. I think that might have been a little bit too much.
No, you said F the Lanch.
I'll say five games, Brian. I feel strong. They just showed you they can win ugly as well and totally lock it down.
As we go to the G-bag of the day, Lanch and six.
Lanch and what? You're doing Avalanche and six,
wow.
Brian?
Lanch and six.
Holy
wow.
cow.
We're going to give him the Nichushkin
We're going to have to revisit
feel.
This shortly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Kendrick just slapped another one right now.
You're kidding.
Kendrick just dropped another one. Now I'm playing.
Oh, wow.
But they were coming at you so fast that you could believe that for a second.
Yes, really.
You could believe that. Kendrick just dropped another one, man. So many bars over the weekend. Fire-ass weekend. But let's get into this G-Bag of the Day situation right here, where we go to the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, home of the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore, stand up. The announcer and former pitcher Jim Palmer rips into the home plate umpire. He wants him out of here.
Henderson coming off a leadoff home run yesterday in an 0-2 hole quickly. Cortez. CB Buckner strike zone full effect.
Well, you know, you kind of wonder how bad he's going to be, and he's shown us already in the first inning.
Yes.
This ball's a grounder.
Can you,
you know, all you want is a guy that understands what the strike zone. That's on the ground.
Yep.
He's not. Shouldn't be umpiring, and he is. And they know
he
it.
Is.
Been around a long time doesn't mean you. You know, it's kind of like pitching. You know, when I couldn't get people out. I became a broadcaster.
became a broadcaster.
Just so matter of fact, like,
yeah.
It's like, we know he sucks.
He sucks. We all know it, man. Yeah, yeah. We all know it.
I'll sign up for a Jim Palmer umpire roast.
Yeah. Speaking of roast, Ron Burgundy showed up to the roast last night, ladies and gentlemen. He sure did show up to the Tom Brady roast. And he endorses TB12 supplements, apparently.
I don't know if you know this. Tom has a whole line of plant-based nutrition called TB12. Look it up. Yeah.
Look it up.
It's good stuff. I lost 15 pounds from this stuff. Those shakes work. I only had to drink one glass, and for the next 2 weeks, I was on the can with the worst case of diarrhea I've ever had. I recommend the cookies and cream shake. There's nothing like shooting out cookies and cream as you race to the toilet. Cookies and cream. All over the floor of the LaGuardia Airport bathroom.
Yeah. So good, so good last night. Hey! Let's go! I never could believe the way. I like the filter on that voice. The filter is amazing. Every day I bless the day that you got through. Let's stick with that roast. Nikki Glaser, she's a standout. She's a standout.
I think she was the best last night, dude.
I 100% believe she's the best. I think the female shot in the most last night. Woo! That was on fire. Nikki right here, damn near with the joke of the night. Frying up Gronk. Just fried him up.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like.
Got him. You're not like us.
Right? Gronk actually does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels. But
well, they was cooking last night. Dude, I tell you what,
Gronk was getting it.
Yeah, he was getting it. That was heavy. The theme of the night.
Yeah.
Gronk is a moron. Is the theme of the night. Tom, why'd you let your girl creep off? And Gronk is a moron.
That's right.
That was the theme of the night there. Hey. Yesterday was a church day. I hope you got your blessing and all that good stuff. Shout out to my doctor, Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. Yeah, I'll be on that Reverend Ike stuff. I sure do. You can hate me now. I don't care. This pastor right here said he's been through some things.
Because the truth of the matter is I had a car and still went through some shit. I had a house and still went through some shit. I had dreams and still went through some shit. I had visions and still went through some shit. The truth of the matter is, you can say how you have what you want to say, but I've been real and honest with you from the beginning. I've been through some shit. Let that shit, but the shit I go through now is different shit. God has me through that shit.
What?
Hold on.
The S I go through now is different S.
More money, more problems.
Somebody was feeling it. Hold up.
Because God carries me through that.
Somebody was feeling that. Somebody testify. Was feeling that. Yes, testify in church. That's where you're supposed to do it, man. If the spirit hits you, the spirit hits you. But in some church, you just can't do it, apparently. Let's go to Pastor Keon Henderson. He tells a lady to hush while I'm trying to sing to the church.
I live my
She's feeling it.
Shh.
Oh.
Hey.
Snatch his finger.
Stop her.
Shh.
Hush. Hush.
Hush is wild.
Silence in the name of Jesus.
I lift my hands.
Silence
in the name of Jesus.
Whoa. Actually, start hollering again.
The only voice I want heard is his.
Oh, man.
His meaning his.
His.
Yeah. Come on now. Man, she was feeling it. You don't know what that woman was going through.
Yeah, it might have interrupted the spiritual experience.
Yeah. Come on, man. You can't be out here preaching and expect not the word to hit her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right, that's it. Hey, good night, us.
It is time to vote.
Hey,
is it our champ?
Not like us.
James Palmer getting it done. Orioles telecast. Ron Burgundy at the Rose talking TB12. Nikki Glaser with the Gronk Bitcoin jokes.
It, yo, she did like, she says she did that set 30 different times this weekend before Sunday.
Right on.
At like several different clubs, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get which one works and whatnot, which one I need to throw away, which one I can keep. She worked on that, but she said she treated this one like her Super Bowl, and it showed.
Nice,
it
dude.
Showed.
Good
She's standing out, bro.
Yep. Is it the pastor that's been through some things or the pastor that hushed the patron, Pastor Keon? I'll go with Nikki Glaser. How about you, Chief?
I'm going to go with Ron Burgundy.
Lucius?
I'm giving honor to Pastor God and First Lady.
Yes, I am. I sure am.
Pastor Combo Platter?
Yeah.
Bull Chuck?
I'll go with Nikki Glaser.
Brian?
I'm going to make them vote for the winner here, Ron Burgundy.
Okay, we have a tie at two. Is it Nikki Glaser or is it Ron Burgundy there? We could just combo those up.
Okay.
You know, they have four votes in between the two of them. Want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, your G-Bag of the Day. Is that what you intended? With the G-Bag of the Day champion, Ron Burgundy and Nikki Glaser getting it done there at TB12. Okay, it's time now for Krusty's Corner. Brian, where are you taking us?
Yeah, I've got some questions for my guys. We'll do those next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.